Grace and peace to you and our God, who is mystery, who is incarnation, who is spirit. Amen. Tonight we speak these hard words. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. These are challenging words, words that remind us of mortality, of finitude and limitation. Words that remind us that we are creatures. God is God, and we are not. Thanks be to God for that. Yet we also know that these are words of love, because they are spoken in the midst of a worship service in which we are assured of being forgiven all our sins, in which we experience the presence of Christ in the bread and wine. They are spoken in the context of our baptism, in which we are claimed as God's beloved. We do not just say, remember that you are dust. We say, remember that you are dust in the hands of the Creator, who breathes life into you, whose spirit animates the world in steadfast love. We do not just say, to dust you shall return. We say, remember that one day you will return to the loving embrace of the God who created you and redeemed you. Tonight we begin the season of Lent, a season of returning again and again to love, to gratitude, to God. A season of wrestling with our own sin, our finitude, our dependence, our mortality. This season we'll be using a set of resources from Kate Bowler and her team at Duke University called The Hardest Thing. You can get the daily devotions on your computer or whatever device you use, or we have some paper copies as well. The Ash Wednesday devotion reads, Lent begins Ash Wednesday when we hear the words no one really wants to say aloud, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. It's not exactly the kind of thing you embroider on a pillow, but it's a truth we need to hear. Lent invites us to stop pretending that we can hold it all together, and instead to sit with the weight of all that we carry. The grief, the regrets, the messes that we cannot untangle no matter how hard we try. Here's the hardest part. To be human is to carry the weight of our own mortality and the mortality of those we love. We love the joy and triumph of Easter morning, but first, we have to sit with Good Friday, when God is on the losing team. Jesus, who we look to for hope and healing, suffers and dies. His pain is real, just like ours. We can't rush past it. We can't skip to the good part, because it's through the deepest hurt that we begin to understand what it means to be fully human, fully broken, and fully redeemed. The invitation of Ash Wednesday, of this journey of Lent, is to wrestle with our own nature and the reality of the world, to seek God with all our hearts, and then to come again and again face to face with God's steadfast, unconditional love. God's love, which includes all the world and invites us all into its joyful embrace. So to conclude, Shelley is going to read a blessing written by Kate Bowler, and then as we're going to do each Wednesday during Lent, we're going to take about 90 seconds of silence just for meditation, for reflection. After the silence, I will sound the chime and we'll move directly into the time of confession.
These days of dust, these days of despair. Reality speaks to us clearly, so we approach carefully, hesitantly, barely ready to hear the hard truths we long to be told about the beauty and terror of mortality. How strange it feels, so right and so good, to move forward together, wearing our finitude like a badge, a mess of ash, a reminder. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. How strange it feels, so right and so good, to stand at the edge of awareness, the balance point between being and non-being. I catch my breath as I look and see shining faces. I see it all in an instant, how precious, how holy, how fleeting and infinite, each imperfect life. How beautiful, how stubborn, how unfinishable each single existence. We wear this truth moving forward together, our dust shining like radiant hope.